Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. A Philadelphia judge has upheld Mayor Parker's back-to-the-office order for city employees. That means all city workers will be reporting in person on Monday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The White Collar City Workers Union, District Council 47, had asked for an injunction to stop the return to office order until an arbitrator could rule on whether the city was required to negotiate the issue. But Judge Sierra Thomas Street ruled the union had failed to show that its members would be irreparably harmed if they went back to the office while the arbitration is pending. DC 47 President April Jagetz was disappointed.
I think we were able to demonstrate the harm. We had lots of discussions. And a lot of interviews. We met with hundreds of members.
Eight members testified about the hardships of child care, elder care, disabilities that make office work difficult. But since the argument failed, Jagetz told members they must report on Monday. This was a big victory for Mayor Parker, who has maintained she has the authority to order workers back. The city's chief administrative officer, Camille Duchasse, says an on-site workforce is vital to the mayor's vision for the city.
We have the workforce that will get us there. We have the talent, and we look forward to making good on the promises that were made.
Philadelphia police have released video of a Thursday night shooting that provides a clear look at the getaway vehicle. Investigators are searching for at least three people in connection with the North Philly attack that injured a toddler and two other children. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has the latest.
The video is clear. A masked suspect dressed in all black with a large gun is seen running down the street towards a white Jeep Cherokee with tinted windows. Up the block, the SUV stops, the door opens, and another suspect fires more shots down the block. The first shooter gets in and the SUV drives off. Investigators say this is the car connected to the shooting of a 2-year-old, 15-year-old, and 17-year-old at 11th and Master Streets around 8:30. In total, authorities say more than 30 bullets were fired. The toddler boy was shot twice in the leg. The 15-year-old girl and 17-year-old boy were each shot once in the legs. They're expected to physically recover. Both shooters were masked and wearing all black. Police describe the Jeep as also having a moonroof, chrome rearview windows, and five-spoke alloy wheels. Anyone with information is asked to call in with tips, even if they remain anonymous. 215-686-TIPS.
Maybe not a shaggy dog story, but a heartwarming one of a worrisome stray dog turned playful and sweet. KYW's Sonny Morgan has more.
New Temple police officer Harush Shabazz was on patrol near 17th and Diamond with another officer when they were flagged down to help with an aggressive dog. According to police, the pup was nearly hit by oncoming traffic Thursday morning, so they put on their sirens, stopped cars, and got the dog out of harm's way. They were able to give her food and water.
And from there, she just came back to life. Like, she's jumping all over me, all listening to his commands, playing with the other dogs. It was good to see.
The dog, who the officers named Diamond, is a mastiff mixed with dark gray fur. Officer Steve Duda stepped in and grabbed dog food they keep in stock for situations like this before they brought her to ACCT.
She's not aggressive like people thought. She's probably just scared. If anything, dogs tend to do that when they get scared. They bark and they don't know what's going on.
ACCT says police have brought in 394 animals since January. The shelter says Diamond had no noted injuries. The officers plan to check up on her very soon.
Hopefully we can follow back up and make sure she gets in a good home.
This summer, you may see those pesky, invasive spotted lanternflies around. So KYW's Justin Udo talked with an arborist who says that the population may be kept in check a little more this time around.
Spotted lanternflies are back. And arborist Jason Parker with Davy Tree in Horsham says their population seems to be on par with last year. But in areas where they were once bare, there might be a lot, and vice versa.
They definitely seem to have some sort of migrating pattern. You know, they started up in Berks County and sort of started moving their way south and west as well.
Parker says they're seeing a higher lanternfly population the closer you get to Philly. But he adds the invasive species, which once had no predators in the area, now has some foes helping to mitigate its growth. They include parasites on eggs, fungus, and
winter conditions, summer conditions. There's probably a lot of things that are having sort of minor level impacts, but as a whole are driving populations down and or out of the area.
Parker says the best thing you can do if you see any lantern flies on your property is to call your arborist to set up a plan to get rid of them.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.